He's back from Madison and with us on the radio, Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what brought you down to Madison?
So Heather and I decided to do a little getaway weekend. Actually, it was something that I actually, believe it or not, set up the whole thing.
Really?
And I took care of all the details. It was really amazing.
Excellent.
I gained points by doing
that. I think you did.
So we went down to Madison. So Saturday morning, we drove down to Madison and spent some time at the farmer's market, which, you, if you have never been, is something to behold. And then went to see the musical Dear Evan Hansen at the Overture Center. And that was just excellent. And I had been wanting to see that for quite some time. I saw the movie, read the book, have listened to the soundtrack a number of times, but was able to see it live, and it was really amazing.
Now, is this the Broadway show come to Madison, or what's the... Okay.
Yeah. So this is the traveling Broadway show in Madison, and it was there, I think, from the 10th through the 15th. So they did, I don't know, six shows or something along those lines. And so that was really good. It was graduation weekend in Madison for all three of the colleges, and also prom weekend. So finding somewhere to eat was a little bit of a challenge. But we had a great dinner and then stayed at a bed and breakfast in a town about 15 miles outside of Madison. And that was just wonderful. It was on a farm, and they had different animals and just very relaxing. I think Heather and I will probably be back to that place at some point.
Excellent. Good report.
It was a really, really good day. Yeah.
In fact, so Evan Hansen is, I saw the movie at least, and brought my attention to it, which I enjoy. I mean, I wish there would have been a little bit different ending, but anyhow, it was good. But is it the same? Because I thought the guy who played the lead role on Broadway did play him in the movie too, but that's probably changed now, right?
Yeah, so the I don't know who's playing it in New York on Broadway, but they also have, I think, a couple of traveling teams that go around to different cities.
Yeah.
I did not recognize any of the actors that were in the musical, but equally talented.
Yeah.
Just very, very accomplished actors and singers.
So. What is it about that story, I mean, that so has gripped you from the book, the movie, the live performance?
You know, I think it's it's about a kiddo who's got really significant anxiety, and without giving too much of the story away, feeling very welcomed into this family, but kind of living crossways with his true self. It just really, really good. Even to bring it back to the idea of Mental Health Monday.
Totally, totally.
Exploring themes of mental health. You know, it's so poignant and just really enjoyable.
Yeah.
I love the music.
I think it's very appropriate. So. We're doing basically a show review and a book review Monday because there's a book that our friend Bob, who's a listener here to the best 5 minutes of the day, and Wib, he blessed us with a number of books. One of the more recent is Following Jesus, Finding Our Way Home in an Age of Anxiety. It's a posthumous book from Henry Nouwen, and it's great. But I think both tie in very nicely and appropriately with Mental Health Monday because of what you said about Dear Evan Hansen. And by the way, the music is great for that. But I would encourage people. But also, so I've been reading this aloud to Peggy. And when you read aloud to your spouse before bed, I mean, it's a matter of nights that I didn't fall asleep or she didn't. And we're both together enough to read some. So it's not thick at all. But boy, if you're about following Jesus and if you're listening to this station, you probably are. You got to read this book, right?
Yeah, it's really good. It's one of those when I'll pick up a book and think, I wonder if I'm interested. And that one just took off. And, it was, as I think you mentioned, posthumous book by Henry Nouwen, and somebody else kind of assembled his talks. And really excellent, as so many of his are.
Somebody's calling the station, so hold the line, hold the bat phone. We got to finish the program here. But, it is excellent. I like the way that it finishes where it just talks about living in that present moment because I think we always need help with that. So often, I was aware of that even just the other day, where, you know, just a, he's like, there's no small moments, right? I mean, and right. I think even as we start this day or this week, I mean, to really be saying to yourself, coaching and asking God's help to be fully present, because you're only where you are. And that can sound so basic and elementary, but I think we miss out on that so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll do it again tomorrow and return to 1 Corinthians 13. Thanks, Jason. Glad you had such a great time there in Madison. Say, I got about $5 for lunch today. Any thoughts on where I could go get a good lunch?
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 biggie bag.
Pastor, author, and stand-up comic Drew Fralick, back from vacation to Canada with his wife and his two kids. So are you totally worn out and you need another break or what?
I'm great. I feel fantastic.
Good, good. Tell us about
the trip. There was only one little hiccup with the trip.
Okay.
Which was we forgot to renew our passports.
Oh.
So we had that, you know, pre-week panic.
Uh-huh.
We did cross the border. You know, we handed the guy these tattered old birth certificates.
Okay.
And they let us in. I mean, obviously, we're not ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Those guys are more organized than we are.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this border guard, this Canadian border guard was, like, scolding us. But, you know, it was like a Canadian scolding. It was like a hockey coach telling you, you know, you'll do better next time or whatever. So we got in.
Do better next time, eh? Kind of like that.
Eh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So we got in. It was beautiful. I don't know. It's such a beautiful place. It's maybe the most unfunny place in the world. I should have gone to Fort Wayne or something for laughs.
Who's the best-known Canadian comic?
I should have anticipated this question.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about Dana Carvey?
What about Rich Canadian, Little? Right? Rich Little, the impressionist, was from Canada.
Or Mike Myers.
No, so did I just date myself right there? That Rich Little, to me...
You did. I was trying to just... I was trying to be polite, you know, like I was
all right.
Just moving along.
All right.
When you said that, when those words came out of your mouth, I just heard like the Andy Griffith Show theme song playing in the background.
Okay, but next week I will bring Rich. Here's the problem: if I bring Rich Little, like he was the best known impressionist of the day for a number of years, but
right, he's very popular.
A lot of his impressions would be of celebrities that are completely outdated.
He's doing like a FDR impression.
So was there some golden moment? I mean, with your kids in vacation in Canada, I mean, there had to be a story.
It's beautiful. You know, it's I mean, we stayed at this Christian retreat center.
Okay.
And we were there with a bunch of, it was actually cool. It was people from our church in Shanghai.
Huh.
Who live all over the world now.
Okay.
They flew in from around
nice.
The world to meet up. We try to meet up every year or two.
Oh, that's great.
So we stayed at this beautiful Christian retreat center. They had a chapel, like a small chapel on the grounds there.
Okay.
And so one day we tried to like do like this liturgy / 5 minutes of silence, centering mm-hmm. prayer, whatever.
Okay.
But there's like, you know, 20 kids in the room.
Oh.
So
yeah.
As soon as we're silent, it's just like you hear the kids like, I'm hungry. What are we doing? Why is this? What is this? This is weird. You know, it's just like, it's like 5 minutes of just like listening to your kids complain.
And then there's this the tension of opinions. Like some people are like, the more spiritual thing is to have the kids in our presence complaining. And other people are like, we should know the more spiritual thing is to take them elsewhere and let somebody watch them.
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of the camp that, you know, just leave them there.
Okay.
In my opinion, now hear me out here. Maybe this is, like, real off.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, like, them just, like, complaining and making noises and sneezing the whole time is, like, the outward expression of what's going on inside of our minds while we're, like, praying, you know. Like, we're sitting there. We look silent, but in our heads, we're like, man, this service is going kind of long. You know, I wonder what I'm going to eat for lunch. So I'm of the keep them there camp, you know, let them be exposed to something that, you know, they'll
maybe when they're older, they'll remember it and reconnect with that on their own.
Yeah, I know. That's the possibility. So, hey, good to talk to you. I will get some Rich Little impressions to drop on you next week as we think more about great Canadian comedians.
Perfect.
See,
I'm
but
ready.
Basically, all of these Monday visits are just strung together in one ongoing long conversation.
Yes. Just one long chat with Mark and Drew.
Welcome back to Pastoring in Detroit.
And our birthday is coming up soon, right?
It
we
is.
We have a birthday coming up pretty soon.
We can talk more about that, too, next week.
Give me a big one. Yep.
The parking meter's about to go off for today, though. See you next week. Bye-bye. All right, yeah, June 12th, we share a birthday, and obviously I'm 20 years his senior, so. Whip Wake Up Show, weekend recap. WWIB. One of my highlights, Caleb, was for Christmas, one of the gifts I got was these nice headphones, you know, that you see more and more people, especially if you're out like shoveling or, you know, cutting the grass. And so I'd worn them a couple of times, maybe when I worked out, which I don't do enough of. But while cutting the grass on Saturday, I wore these and I'm like, this works really well.
Really?
Really slick. Yeah. So that was kind of cool. And then Peggy and Elaine and I watched the original Doctor Strange movie, trying to position ourselves with a number of family members to go in to see the latest one, which I think, again, was topping the box office, the multiverse.
I think you're right, yeah.
But one of our family members was kind of under the weather, so at least watched the original. So it was kind of interesting to see that backstory and see the development of that. And
it's pretty complex.
Yeah, and so we're positioning ourselves to be ready to see this sequel.
There you go. I also mowed the lawn for the first time this year. Again, I love the way the lawn looks after it's mowed.
Oh,
don't always
too.
Love the process
yes.
of getting it looking that way. But
right.
Yeah, and then we had a memorial service. Lindsay's grandfather, Larry Bizanet, a wonderful man of God, served in a very small church up in the Hayward Stone Lake area for 40 years, ministering primarily to Native Americans there.
Oh, wow.
Because he was Native. A lot of Lindsay's family comes from the Native American population, the Lacouderie tribe.
Okay.
And so Grandpa Larry, too, it made me think in this celebration of life, this memorial service, I wish I had gotten to know this man better. And his health had slipped a lot over the last couple of years, but just, again, just faithfully serving.
Yeah.
So that was our Saturday, Sunday. Just beautiful weather over the weekend. Just beautiful. Uh-huh. So a lot of time outdoors, barefoot yesterday in the lawn at my parents' and with my brother Will and my son Cooper. I mean, we played basketball and we played cornhole and we played football and just all sorts of
nice.
Good outdoor activities too. So that was a refreshing way
yes.
to end the weekend.
Good. Glad to hear it. Oh, yes. This is like having homework due. It's flashbacks for me. I think. Ah, lifetime procrastinator. All right, we've got jokes. We've got three apiece, or at least that's what we're supposed to turn in. So.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I just need to make sure that we have laughter set and ready to go
yes.
here, because if we do not have laughter, we might not get anyone
right.
Actually laughing at these jokes. So please follow along in your own homes, and we certainly hope that at least one of you will laugh at one of these jokes somewhere along
Giannis,
the line.
You think Giannis, now that he's into the off season, he'll have a chance to get maybe some better dad jokes?
I like his dad jokes.
He's fun.
But,
he's fun.
You know, that might show my taste in humor. So...
All right, let's give it a go here. I'll start us off. Caleb, what did dentists call their x-rays?
I don't know.
Toothpicks.
Oh, well, speaking of dentistry, be kind to your dentist. He has fillings, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why should you never trust stairs?
Go ahead and tell me. I know this one.
They're always up to something.
They are. Do you know why the pony couldn't sing?
Why?
Because it was just a little horse.
There we go. And finally, I entered 10 puns in a contest to see which would win. No pun intended.
One more here on the Wib Wake Up Show, and then we'll play one from Sherry as well.
Okay.
I guess they've now invented a mind-controlled air freshener.
Really?
It makes sense when you think about it.
Okay.
And Sherry from Whitehall contributing
on
a Make Us Laugh Monday. Here you go, Sherry. Let's hear what you've got.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall. Just my little contribution for Make Me Laugh Monday. Why is it so dangerous to go barefoot in grass?
Why?
Because it's full blades.
Oh.
Enjoy the day. God's blessings.
Alrighty, thank you, Sherry. That's Make Us Laugh Monday on the Wib Wake Up Show. And if you feel like it's not up to snuff... contribute. It'll be better.
Well, Caleb, you and I have both said before that we're words of affirmation, love language guys, right?
Sure.
And so, you know, liking words of appreciation, a compliment, I mean, you can live all month off of a compliment, people say. But what is the weirdest compliment you've ever received?
And these aren't necessarily backhanded compliments, but it feels like they could be taken that way.
Right. Yeah, they're kind of different. It made me think, like, for instance, somebody might say, oh, you're good at small talk. You think, well, I'm glad I'm good at it, but it's you're kind of implying, yeah, it's small talk.
But you're not good at,
right?
You know, talking about things right. that matter. Right. Sure, yeah.
So these are some compliments that people say they've received. For instance, you look like you read books for fun.
Like, I mean, to me, it's like, well, thank you.
Yeah, right.
But it could be taken a different way, too. Weirdest, oddest compliments you've ever received here in the Wib Wake Up Show. My dentist told me your oral cavity is wonderful to work with. So spacious. You have a big mouth.
I know. Exactly. See, I never had to have my wisdom teeth removed. And so, yes, that big mouth part. The other claim to fame I have, I know you've played Pudgy Bunny, I think, on the air. You did that early days of... I twice have played that and both times I won. So there you go, the big mouth thing. Another weird compliment, you ate that apple very neatly.
In comparison to the way you ate the rest of your food?
Yeah, right.
Odd compliments people have actually received. You look like Gollum, but in a really cute way.
Didn't you do a Gollum impression on stage at that OneFest last year?
Man, I don't know how I would take that.
Yeah, there you go. Here's another compliment. How do you take this? A woman I just met said, your hair looks great. It makes you look like you shower.
Makes it look like you shower. Two more. What's the weirdest compliment you've ever received? Your handwriting is very satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
What now?
Yeah. And finally, this morning, how about this? Your teeth are so flat.
Okay. That also was from the dentist while he's talking about how big your mouth was. Weird compliments. If you want to give us a weird compliment, again, we're words of affirmation people, so we'll take what we can get.
Yes. 396-1670. It's the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB, for a Make Us Laugh Monday. And, you know, I work this job and I work another job, One Source Imaging, and a lot of emails out. And you know, business communication is different. You know, a lot of times the more challenging part of our job can be how you communicate something. And, you know, like The Office, you're a big fan of The Office. I mean, what can happen with your coworkers,
there
right?
There can always be breakdowns in communication, but especially, so it's a Make Us Laugh Monday because we know a lot of times it might be a moody Monday where you're not super stoked to go back to your workplace. And so we have some creative alternatives for things that you could say to your coworkers but might not be the best way to say them. So we're going to give you better, more stilted alternatives to keep from offending everybody you work with.
A software developer came up with this list of how to say what you're thinking, but in a professional way. So,
there you go.
For instance, you might feel like saying, did you even read my email? But instead, you might say, reattaching my email to provide further clarity. I'll provide an update when I have one.
Read the email. How about instead of saying, that sounds like a horrible idea, you could say, are we confident that this is the best solution or are we still exploring alternatives?
It's kind of like, put the brakes on it, right? Now, you might feel like saying, stop bothering me to one of your coworkers. But instead, maybe this professional alternative. You have not heard from me because further information is not available at this time.
There you go.
Once I have an update, I'll be sure to loop you in.
What you might feel like saying in the workplace, what you can say to keep the peace. How about instead of saying, Google that yourself, say, the internet is a great resource for these types of questions, and I am available to clarify elements that you are not able to find online.
That's good.
I love that one.
And finally, you might see somebody just talking and you're just thinking to yourself, do your job. But instead, you might say, it's my understanding that you are the appropriate person to contact in regards to this. But if there's someone better equipped for this, let me know.
Or you could just say, do your job.